the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want you to do a little mental exercise. One that the world would think is morbid, but one the Catholics know is necessary. A little imagination. Consider that you are near death, and someone who knows you quite well, somebody you trust completely, who's known you all your life, is you have given that person the task to write what is on your tombstone. An epitaph, a summation of your life. Consider someone who really knows you, not someone who would flatter you or doesn't really have any idea, but someone who really knows you, you make responsible for this. What would that person put on your tombstone? What would be the indication of how you spent your life? Would they put the emblem of UK or U of L? Because you showed that that's really all you cared about. You memorized every stat, every figure, every player that ever played for that team. I do have to say, though, I'm glad Georgia won because UK was one step ahead of Ohio State. So after that loss, thanks to the Bulldogs. But would somebody only write that about you on your tombstone, your attachment to UK or U of L? Or would they put down your favorite television show because you watched it religiously every single day? You knew all the characters, you knew the whole story arc, you knew all the complicated dynamics between these fictional characters. You followed it religiously to the letter. Would they put that on your tombstone? Would they put on your tombstone that you were a family man, a family woman? Would that be a good thing? Or would they just put down that you're nice, nice? He was nice, she was nice. Nice, coming from the Latin word natio, which means no knowledge, which means stupid. Do you really want to go through your life being stupid? Nice. Would they put down that you were a devoted worker? Would they put on your tombstone your hobby? I've been to even Catholic cemeteries. When you go to the older ones, you always see either psalms, prayers, crosses, angels, Our Lady. On newer tombstones in Catholic cemeteries, you'll see a deck of cards, tractor. I have seen UK and U of L. They wanted on their tombstones that which they were attached to. Now, we live in a culture where we're obsessed with ourselves. Everything's about us. So as a result, we misconstrue what Jesus is teaching here. He's teaching about attachment. And the way you live your life says what you are attached to. We tend to want to make things all so sentimental. It's all due to the Protestant Revolution, which is responsible for the destruction of Western civilization, by the way. You trace it all the way back. That's when you see the rise of nation states. That's when you see the rise of radical individuality. That's when you see the rise of presumption on God's mercy, the conviction that people have that they're going to heaven no matter what. It all comes from the heresy of Protestantism. And too many Catholics are more Lutheran than Catholic today, which is why they would put a deck of cards or a tractor or the UK emblem on their tombstone. That's why some people would say, oh, Grandpa, he's up in heaven playing golf with Jesus. There is no golf in heaven. There really isn't. People don't understand what the beatific vision is. And therefore, if they don't understand what the beatific vision is, the fact that God is goodness, truth, and beauty, and that he fulfills all longings, all expectations, all desires, just being in his presence is the most fulfilling reality you could ever conceive. But too many people are distracted by the self-oriented things. Hence, we try to make our love for Jesus a high romanticized, sentimental thing. That's why we have to do songs of praise and worship, practically dancing in the aisles, because we're trying to elicit emotions out of ourselves. I need to be entertained when I go to Mass, because when I'm entertained, it means I feel like I love, and that means I love Jesus. But if it's all quiet and sober and reverent, oh, I don't feel the emotions. So I don't want to go there. I'm going to go someplace where we can clap and dance and raise our hands in song. That's reducing God to a sentimental feeling. And too many people do that. Well, the reality is, attachment is an act of the will. And this is what Christ is calling every Catholic to. When the scribe, who in this case is not testing Jesus, but is generally having a conversation, teacher to teacher, as it were. And notice that Jesus doesn't, by virtue of the words recorded by Mark, Jesus doesn't say, doesn't react, because the scribe had a warm, fuzzy feeling about him, Jesus was pleased. No. Why was Jesus pleased? Because he saw that the scribe understood what he said. He didn't feel it. He didn't hold on to himself or run up and give Jesus a big old hug. He understood what Jesus said, and with his will, he became attached to the Christ. And his attachment to the Christ would then start to reflect in his life. When you are attached to something, you have to admit it. Everything that Jesus says is true. When you're attached to something, you're attached to it with all your heart. It's what you care about. It's what you observe. It's what you think about with all your understanding. That's why sports really is an idol. It really is a false religion in our culture. There are people who could quote, as well as the scribes could quote, the 613 laws of Moses. There are people who can quote stats from decades ago from the University of Kentucky or U of L, who could quote a player who played in 1972 and give you the whole roster, because their whole understanding is geared towards that which they are completely attached to, sports. When you're attached to something, you are attached to it with your heart, with your understanding. And you will use your strength and effort to learn more about it, to hold on to it, to feel it. And again, all this is how the enemy uses these things, these sentimental things, against us, because pride is self-love. And we love these things because they make us feel good in and about ourselves. They distract us from the reality of sin and death, which we don't want to face, because if we're not attached to God, we fear death because we tend to live in sin. That's why Moses, in giving the law to the people, indicated, fear the Lord. In other words, fear offending him because of who he is, not hiding under a table afraid, but fear the awful power of sin that separates you from God. But if you're not attached to God, and you're attached to everything underneath him in his created order, then you don't think much about God. Hence, give real consideration to that mental exercise. What would people put, if you asked them to do so, what would they put on your tombstone? Would it say anything about your attachment to God? Because if it doesn't, then clearly you're not attached, because those who love you do not see it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.